Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. Sorry for not introducing you earlier. I've just been carried away by this conversation. We have Carly Incontro and Aaron Guilfoy in the house. You may know them from just being good longtime friends with me. They have a podcast of their own called Only Friends.
Yes,
they have a YouTube channel. They
are on Instagram, TikTok,
TikTok,
Friendster, Vine, MySpace,
really, and OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
And I've been like in like three or four of their past like fashion review videos.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They owed me.
I held a gun to his head.
I would willingly come on here any day.
I was listening to a few of your podcast episodes, getting my mind right before you guys came over. And I would get like angry hearing you guys talk because I would like want to chip in because you guys so well.
You should just like come host it with us one time.
Yeah. Please.
I was talking to Joe the other day doing a mukbang and he was like, what if you just had like guests, but like not interviewing them, but just like with you? And I feel like you'd be great because you're a big pop culture person too.
I know. Mike here, you know.
The first movie I ever saw was Crank, so
it's okay. I've seen no movies, so we're pretty on
time. I feel like that's why I would love to have Matt on, because like we can talk about everything, whereas it's more me like telling Carly things.
Right. I mean, you were talking about the new Andrew Garfield show.
Oh my god, did you watch it?
Yeah, the first two episodes, right? That's all that's out.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Which was so fucking annoying. I'm just like so just put them all out.
Wait, oh, who? What?
Just put them all out.
Oh, all of the
I don't have time to wait around.
I think it's just a really interesting oh, you're talking about the episodes. I think you're talking about like the Mormons. I was like, Aaron,
put them out
in their misery. Like, just get them on. Like, okay, bold take.
Get rid of them.
We're just starting, and I go, okay.
But
I was just really
trying to steer the conversation.
Mike, cut that out, Mike. No, yeah, the episodes. To be clear, I think it's so good.
But
I can't wait to see more.
I like
weekly episodes.
You do?
It's something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. No. It depends for me. If it's like Real Housewives, I can wait. But if it's like a show that like leaves
scripted,
on a cliffhanger, I'm like,
yes. Those need to be all out at once.
But
so
don't you kind of like it in terms of like being in a relationship? It's something for you guys to look forward to, part of a routine rather than like, I don't know.
It depends
when
on
it's
the
a
show.
Binge. I don't know. Patricia will either go and binge without me, and then I'm left, and I don't want to binge it myself.
Okay, a couple factors here. You two don't live together.
Okay, true.
That's a big factor.
TJ and I watch literally every single show together.
Okay.
So, and there are a lot. Like, if you name something, we have seen it.
Okay.
So, like,
The Baby on HBO.
The Baby.
I heard it got mixed reviews.
It's
so
pretty good. There's only one episode out, but that's a new one. But it is on a weekly basis. There's only two episodes out.
Ugh, yeah. So it's like we have like an influx of content.
Okay.
So it's like never ending.
But one episode a night? Or are you guys like, let's do the whole season?
Let's be crazy and watch two.
Yeah.
Like, should we?
Also, it's really funny because we go to bed at like 10:30, so it's like 9:45, and we're like, do we start another one?
I'm not wearing pants today. This is the first Hoot and a Half episode I've ever worn without pants.
You're welcome,
wearing shorts. I don't know how I phrase that.
No pants at all.
His dick is out.
It's hidden though from view, so it's fine.
Did you start watching it?
What?
What's it called? Under the
heavenly
no
something. Banner. Under the heavenly
father.
It's with Andrew Garfield. It's about the Mormon faith.
Like
you might not even
cartoon
be
cartoon cat.
Huh?
Garfield?
No,
Andrew Garfield, Mike. One of the best actors right now. Business
okay,
actors.
I know who it is. I know
tick,
who that
tick,
is.
Boom.
Okay.
The social network.
I haven't seen. Yeah, I haven't seen any of that, but yeah. I know the social
Spider
network.
Spider-Man.
Oh, I did watch half of that on the plane. That was pretty good. It was cool. They got the other people.
Are we now talking about Spider-Man, Mike?
He's talking
let's
about his,
stay,
how he knows
let's
him.
Stay on focus with what our
I'm
guests
so
want to talk
what's
about.
Happening.
Yes.
It's really good. Did you read the book?
No, but it's written by the guy who wrote Into the Wild. I know that.
Oh, I really want to read it, but I'm going to wait to read it after.
Yeah, I do too. I don't want to spoil anything, especially if it's a murder. You immediately want to just Wikipedia the whole damn thing and be like, I'm over this.
I
but
know.
Like,
well, I Googled it initially because I was like, is it real? Because it just says like based on true events or whatever. So I was like, oh, well, is the actual murder that happens real? And then it kind of like spoiled it for me.
Oh, well, don't tell me. But pretty much.
No, I would never.
Oh, but to give you guys context, it's set in the 80s. Andrew Garfield is this Mormon detective. He comes across a house where a mother...
It's like an 18-month-old baby.
And an 18-month-old baby have been murdered.
Okay.
And there's a connection to this Mormon family. Did they get killed off?
She's married to a member of the Mormon faith that is like super LDS. Like the whole family is like very well-known in the LDS community. Huh. So it's kind of like...
Does it take
like,
place in Salt Lake?
Yes.
I believe. Or some part of Utah.
Utah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, because I think it's like a small town outside of Utah. Yeah, because he goes, nobody has ever been murdered in this town.
That's
in like,
true. You're right.
Know.
Definitely not Salt Lake then.
So... It's interesting.
Like, also, like, Andrew Garfield is such a good actor. It's making me so creeped out by him. I'm like, do I not like you anymore?
Oh, I know, because he's playing, like, a good, like devout Mormon.
Such a good Mormon.
Who's running into conflicts, though, with his faith. Faith and having to deal with someone who takes it more seriously than him.
Yeah.
But he's a good person. I don't know. It's interesting. Carly, what are you watching?
I'm watching The Girl from Plainville.
Oh, yes. I'm getting on like the edge of giving up on that show.
Yes. I said that yesterday.
Yeah, Aaron did say that yesterday. I think I'm on episode 5 and I'm just like watching it to watch it at this point. I already saw the documentary. Have you seen it?
Yes, but a long time ago. Yeah, I kind of basically forgot what happened.
That's how I was. So I was like, okay, cool. It'll be fun to like watch the show about it.
Mike,
like,
are you familiar?
What I know about this show is one.
This is me and Mike all the time. Are you familiar?
Yeah. I've been told that Cara Delevingne wanted the part, and the girl that got it is like now suspiciously looks and dresses and acts like her in this role, and Cara Delevingne's like pretty pissed off that she didn't get the role, and there's like controversy around who's the girl that is in
Elle Fanning.
Yeah, that like she is like caught like biting on Cara Delevingne's look and style because Cara Delevingne originally wanted this role.
No,
I don't know how true that is, but
Cara Delevingne looks, I would say, traditionally more like Michelle, who's the girl who was
that it's based on.
Yes.
Okay.
But of course, they're gonna make her look. They're gonna make Elle look like her for the part.
So maybe this is just biting. It's just one person's opinion. I don't know.
And also, I think Cara Delevingne's too old.
I don't know.
To play that role.
She's like 17. 16, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Elle Fanning is closer in age to it.
Well, like I said, I know nothing about that. That's the only information I know, and it seems wrong. So
also,
I don't even.
I wonder if Cara Delevingne can sing.
Can't.
I don't know.
I could see her being able to sing, but who knows?
Did you see the video of her like super fucked up dancing next to the mayor of New York City?
Wait, when?
Like a month ago?
Oh, yes.
Like the mayor of New York like is this guy that's just a psychopath and
what's his name?
I don't even remember.
De Blasio?
No, there's a new guy now.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
DeSantis?
No, DeSantis is the governor of Florida.
Okay, we just both did that. You were right. And then I was like, wait, Florida? It's because the D.
They're all, yeah.
And there was some like payments company that threw a big party in New York, and there was like the mayor and Cara Delevingne was there, and there's just like some random person filmed a video of like Cara Delevingne is like fucked up, like dancing, and the mayor is like in his suit dancing next to her.
And then he got like, called out the next day because during that time they were like taking down all the homeless encampments throughout
force.
The city.
Yep.
While he was out clubbing.
Yes.
And it just looked in bad taste while he was
getting
celebrated. He was like, the clubbing industry is one of New York's biggest revenue streams, so we need to be supporting the club scene.
We need to do clubbing.
I was like, what a weird response.
Interesting. Oh, I didn't even know they got a new guy.
Yeah, they did. Like a couple months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw she was dancing with Megan Thee Stallion after the Met. And everyone was like, it was a TikTok, and I was like, what is Cara Delevingne on?
Oh my God, she's always dancing.
Yeah. Did you see the video? Apparently, like, Billie Eilish was like, or Cardi B was performing, and Billie Eilish is getting filmed, and she turns around, that's so weird. And it looks like she's like hating Cardi B's performance.
Oh.
But turns out, and then Cardi B, I think, shared their DMs with each other because they were sending voice messages on Instagram. And Billie was explaining, no, I was saying that the people around you were being so weird because they had their phones like up your butt. And they were laughing about it. But like, it was this huge confusion where people thought that Billie was like rolling her eyes at Cardi B.
Things get so misconstrued like that. Like, it could be anything.
Also, like, I just thought that there weren't allowed to be cameras there.
But this was an after party.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a thing. Yeah. Wait, there's not allowed to be cameras in the Met Gala?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I'm pretty sure.
Like,
no
secret.
But how's Lizzo filming TikToks in the bathroom?
Maybe I think that she's in the bathroom. That's why.
Isn't that a weird place then? You can only have your phone out while people
they don't
going
want
pee-pee
your phone
and pooping
outside.
Yeah, that's why there's always like the pictures of people in the bathroom at the Met.
Yeah, like if you're out in like mingling in the main area of the museum and you pull your phone out, they're like, hey, put that away.
That would, imagine having that job.
Oh my God. Excuse me, Cardi B.
I just told you to put that
Kim
away.
Kardashian. Yeah. Put your phone away, Kim.
But there are like one or two photographers that will like sneak in a point and shoot camera and just like, there's this guy, Arnold Daniel. Do you follow him on Instagram?
No. Yes, Daniel Arnold.
Yeah, he's like a New York photographer.
Is it Arnold Daniel or Daniel Arnold?
I think his actual name is Daniel Arnold, but his Instagram name is Arnold Daniel.
He created Arnold Palmer.
Okay, well, I'm just basically hijacking things they talk about in their own podcast. Perfect. And making it mine.
Sure.
I love that.
Because, you know, did you guys record a podcast today?
No. We did on Monday.
Okay, cool. So on your podcast, they do like an On This Day thing. So what historically or pop culturally significant thing happened on this day? 16 Candles came out.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, I believe it came out like in 1984. But yep, 16 Candles, very iconic John Hughes film. Slow Hands by Niall Horan.
Wait, let me guess the year. 2017.
Yes.
It was 2017?
Yeah, 5 years
really
ago.
Really good job.
Hell yeah.
Slow
I'm getting good at guessing now.
I remember the first time I heard that song. One, I always thought he was saying no hands. Like, and in my head, I thought.
Like he's riding a bike?
A bike and going, no hands. Like, you know, just kind of like taking the hands off the steering wheel. Yeah. Letting it just go.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, yeah. No hands. I remember I was at a gas station. I heard that song.
Oh my God.
The guy who wrote that is Tobias, who is the reason why Adam drove to LA to meet Willie, who is his manager. That is the same manager for the guy who wrote that song, Tobias.
You're talking about Adam Melcher, your roommate.
Yes. Oh.
And who does the theme song for Hoot and a Half.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Do you guys have a theme song
does he
for your
write
only
us one?
Friends?
We don't have an intro or anything, but we were like fine with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should we have Adam write us a theme song?
He did the one for Kylie Jenner's Apple podcast show.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Jason and David asked him to make one for their Views comeback, and he gave them like 10 different versions, and they didn't like any of them.
Oh,
and they were
much
all so good.
He could give us one version and be like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And Kylie Jenner was like, okay, that's cool. And David
and Jason
exactly.
were like, no. Did Jason not like them either?
No, Jason did. Jason was like super polite.
That
David's like,
really weird.
It traps for me.
Yeah.
Jason would like anything, though. Like,
David's
great.
Like, this is like too cool.
He wrote 10 versions for them.
We just used the
He
only
wrote
them.
Us one version
because he nailed it.
Yeah,
but it's true. Bum, bum.
Okay. He's a profesh.
Well, we'll hire him. What's his rate?
Have you know? Do you know our intro?
I don't even know. I've definitely heard
Mike,
it.
Let's sing it. Hoot and a Half with Matt King and Mike Sheffer.
That's really sweet. It's like very Mr. Rogers, like Wonderful Day in the Neighborhood. Like
it kind of has that like a very like 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
Almost like something like in SpongeBob. Like, when was the last time y'all went to Disneyland?
Oh, before the pandemic.
Oh, same. You haven't been back?
No, I want to go.
You went since pandemic started?
No.
Last time I only went was you in 2019 when we went for your birthday with Arden and Will.
I love to pin trade.
Yes.
I'm a pin trading kind of guy. I like to hustle, wheel and deal.
To hustle.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
My favorite, we're talking
classic.
Like classic Disney
Not
movies.
Not DCOM.
I don't know. I always like Pinocchio, I think.
Oh my God, that one's so scary.
I know, because I like, actually maybe not. No, I would say Peter Pan.
Okay.
That ride
Actually,
is so cute.
No,
Disney.
Peter Pan through and through.
Do you like Hook?
No, but I like the Peter Pan with Jeremy Sumpter.
Oh my God, you don't like Hook?
You know what? I've never really kind of finished Hook.
Have you seen Finding Neverland?
Yes. With Johnny Depp?
Beautiful movie.
Yeah, there was a point in time I watched everything Johnny Depp was in.
I was just watching his trial before I came over.
It's still live right now.
Yeah, Amber Heard's on the stand.
I know, love her.
My idol. It's
she
so
is
weird.
Killing. Did you see the clip of her where it looked like she was like drinking in court?
Yes, like, and she was like hiding it when the cop walked by.
So some guy is filming like the live stream and she has this cup.
It's
like,
a water
similar
bottle.
Like this, similar to this. And she unscrews it. And is like about to go for a sip, and then one of the court cops comes over, and she goes, and then she like puts it
in
like her blazer pocket.
Yeah,
shady.
It's very.
And everyone's
strange.
Like, "What you sipping on, Amber?
Are you allowed to not like? Are you not allowed to drink during court?
Well, alcohol.
Why? What's wrong? You can't drink alcohol
it's
in the courtroom.
It's a courthouse.
So
we just don't be fucking rude.
I am. Is it illegal?
Well, I don't know. You're under oath. Can
you
like,
get in trouble? I don't think you can drink in like
judgment.
A public.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
You can't drink in like a government building, can you?
I don't know. Maybe she's.
Definitely not.
You can't have a drink in the White House?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For a moment, I was like, do you? Can you?
What's your favorite Disney movie?
I don't know. This is, I'm not the right guy to ask
Hercules?
This question.
See, this I've is what I deal with, guys. I don't know. Come on.
Hercules
one
is a great
Disney movie.
You should say Hercules. One. That's a fun movie.
Does Pixar count?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, here we go.
It doesn't even help.
Name one Disney Pixar film?
Yeah, Up is Disney Pixar. Correct. Toy Story.
Maybe that's your favorite. Coco. Is Up.
Up is pretty good. Coco. I've only seen all of them once though, so I don't like. Yeah. I don't have these like nostalgic like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The Lion King was the first movie I ever saw though. That was the first movie I ever saw.
That's a good my favorite. Movie.
Went to a movie theater and cried when I was like 5 years old when the when dad died. Yeah.
Quick spoiler.
It came out 30 years ago.
Yeah, but you never know.
Let's see, guys. Let's see when The Lion King came out. 94.
Okay so I was five. Okay. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Current. Current is the best way to bank. They have a high APY, points for cash back, 2-day faster direct deposit. They are the best.
Current is basically the future of banking. It's a place where you can spend, save, and manage your money all from your phone.
And Current helps you save better. You can grow your savings 60 times faster with a 4% APY on the Current Savings Pod. The more money you put in, the more money you'll make, at over 60 times the national average of a 0.06 APY.
It's also super simple to get started, with no minimum balance requirements, no lockout periods, and no fees to get started saving.
And you can spend better because you get paid up to 2 days faster on direct deposits because most banks hold your money for 48 hours. You can earn up to 15 times points on every swipe, redeemable for cashback rewards, when you usually get nothing for debit cards. There's no overdraft fees up to $200, which means no more anxiety about getting declined when you swipe.
And you can also manage your money better. Current has helpful spending insights and notifications to track where and when you're spending. And you can easily create savings goals and round up purchases to save extra change.
And once again, we've partnered with Current to give away more money.
Yay!
That's right, Current is giving away another $1,000 to our lovely Hoot and a Half listeners through the end of May. That's $250 to 4 listeners of our show. All you have to do is download the Current app at Current, CURRENT.com/HOOT3. So go download the Current app at current.com/HOOT3 for a chance to win. And Matt, I got to say, when the last round happened and we got tagged on the Instagram post of the people who won, it was so heartwarming to see people who won.
Oh, wow. Well, we can't wait to see who wins this round.
Make sure you download Current by going to current.com/HOOT3. We'll see you next time.
So
can you imagine opening up a Mac from 1993 and just making Toy Story on that?
I know.
Like, what software were they using to make these fucking movies? It was 1993 technology.
A notepad and pencils.
But, like, it's like a digital. I think about that all the time.
I know,
like,
it's
what
really
must
crazy.
That program. Because it's hard to do now with, like, 3D rendering.
Well, it
but
took years
I know,
to
took,
make
like,
them.
And there was, like, that the story of the one woman. There was, like, they were 90% done with Toy Story. And the entire
Toy Story 2.
Was it Toy Story 2?
It's Toy
Where
Story 2.
The entire thing crashed, and then yeah, the woman who was pregnant working from home had the full backup
Insane.
And saved the movie.
Wild.
Chills. Yeah. I have full body chills right now.
And
imagine
now,
how good you'd feel if you're like, I have
yeah.
it.
And then I'd be like, 6 more months of maternity.
Yeah. Bitches, I have it.
And now she's like a big time producer or editor for the Lightyear movie.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Yep.
Good for her.
Good for her.
And that's yeah. why women should be in charge.
Exactly. I don't get like why people have problems with women. I really don't.
That's a good point.
I think like if you were to put anybody in charge of anything,
it should
I would
be a woman.
I would put a woman. Yeah. I think men are shallow. I mean, like, not all men, but like
most.
It just doesn't make sense when people are like so pro-men, anti-feminism. I'm like, huh?
Well, it's funny. Men are always like, women are so dramatic. It's like, oh, really? Like, you just punched a hole in the wall because your team lost. Like, who's yeah. fucking dramatic? Right. Like, I'm, like, there's different ways to be dramatic, and I think we're all the same. It's just for different reasons.
Like, sorry that we cry.
Yeah, also, like, so like, I have a real emotion.
Every single war has been started by a man.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
That's,
I don't.
That's like the... those TikToks of the man who interviews all the Trump people at their rallies.
Oh, yeah. I love those
guys.
And he's
like, why don't you think women should be president? They're like, well, because they're too emotional. They'll start a war. He's like, well, every war's been started by a man.
Yeah.
And then they're left scratching their head.
There are no, like, I don't think there are any two countries that have female women leaders that have gone to war. Like, it just doesn't happen.
No, I feel like a woman like, no, we got to figure this out. Like, yeah. Let's put the pedal to the metal and, like, figure it out. Let's not go bomb another country.
Yeah. I agree. Enough. We've made enough decisions. I want to put my feet up and... Let's not happen.
Yeah. Have you ever punched a wall?
No.
You know, it's such like there's two types of dudes. There's Frat dudes energy. Who have punched walls, and there's guys who haven't punched walls.
Like, I feel like you would cry in like a pillow.
You think that's what something Mike would do?
Yeah, like, but like, I think that's sweet. Like, I love a man with emotion.
Yeah,
to me, if someone punched a wall, I'd be like, okay, what a fucking loser.
Literally, like, get a life.
No offense if you've done that.
I've never punched a wall.
I break a pencil.
Just well, you know, that's
snap that shit.
Like, that's so soft and cute. Like, we love a man with emotions that are like, coping in a way that's not toxic.
The consequence of punching the wall is like you are going to now get in trouble.
Yes.
You have to pay money.
Yeah. Spend all this time. Have a hole in your wall. Remember that you made the hole in the wall.
And your hand's going to hurt or break your hand or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, buddies all punch walls. If the day my son punches a wall, we're having a talk. Huh?
Next time, break a pencil, bud.
Have you snapped the pencil before?
Yeah.
Like, you've gotten mad and say, pissed. Oh, dang nabbit.
Yeah.
And then snap the pencil.
I think that's a healthy way to express your anger.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
It's a pencil.
It's a pencil.
There's plenty of pencils. It's a tiny piece of wood. Kids are in karate class punching, you know.
Yeah.
True.
Just little bits of wood. It's not that bad.
Yeah, violence is not the answer.
I don't think I've ever punched a wall intentionally.
I definitely
if I was like blacked out, but
I would like to at least try to punch a wall at some point in my life, not out of anger, just to see I did
like a drywall that you know is like but, probably like, not gonna hurt you.
Use the stunt finder to make sure.
Right before I punch a wall, though, I'm like so angry, I'd be like,
Use the stunt finder.
Okay, we're good. Boom.
But I feel like it probably does feel good if you're like have so much adrenaline from just being angry. It's like, I gotta let it out.
But then you're in pain.
Then you're in pain, and it is stupid. But I get why it probably is like relieving for 2 seconds. But get a life if you're gonna punch a robot.
Get a life.
Grow up.
Did your parents let you curse? Because both of you guys were like only children. Were you just like, ah, shit, ma?
Not really.
Okay, that's me.
Ah, shit, ma.
I don't remember. I feel like definitely not at first, and then they just got over it.
Okay.
Like, if I was in high school and I was like, fuck, my mom would be like, Aaron Maureen. But then, like, once I was a free bird at 18, they were like, well, whatever. What are we going to do?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I couldn't curse, and then once my brother started cursing, it was like, okay, now I can.
Games are
classic.
Let the games begin.
I do remember, because my mom would be like, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap.
Oh, boy. Did she ever do it?
Not that I remember, but probably.
I think a lot of parents threaten that.
Yeah.
And, like, you weren't actually supposed to ever do it, but I knew kids whose parents actually did that to them, and it's like...
Because we're East Coast kids.
It's like in the Christmas story.
Yeah.
She puts the bar of soap in his mouth.
No. These like, parents would, like, pump the hand soap into their mouth and then make a toothbrush and... Kids, like, throw up from it. It was like, dude, the 90s were violent.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't think I ever did, but I also don't know.
Yeah, those were tough times. Now, it's like, you go on TikTok, you see these parents, like...
Parents, do better. Hey, Dad, can my boyfriend come on vacation? You know what? Why not? I think he's a good guy. Plus, we got to hang out as a family, and I got to talk to his parents first. But you know what? That sounds good. Don't get mad at your kids.
Or like these babies will be like, Mom, my emotions are overwhelming. That's good. Express your emotions. How does that make you? And like, that is, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But... You know, for us, I think, especially East Coast in the 90s and 2000s, people were just knocking over fucking garbage cans and throwing hot dogs at each other.
I'm already saving, like, parenting tips on TikTok. And I'm like, I hope I have this piece of content in 5 years. I'm also still getting, like, TikToks for, like, studying hacks. Like, ways, like, when you're taking a test to remember
but
things.
I feel
I'm like when's the fucking test?
But I feel like you would watch it through. Like, I feel like
I do. I watch... Like, but I'm like, I'm not in school. I'm not going back to school. Do you think I could go back to school, Mike?
Yeah.
You would hate it.
Why would he hate it?
You'd be so stressed. Do you think I could get into, like...
To get, like, your MBA?
Do you think I could get into, like, Harvard?
No. For what? Grad school?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know.
What major?
What was your GPA in college?
In college? Like, 3.6.
So probably not, right?
Well, I think if you pay, if you pay full tuition, like, with those big schools, like Harvard and Yale and all those, like... If they give you the scholarship, that means that they really wanted you to come. And if they make you pay full fare, you're paying for those kids who have the scholarship.
But what about like what I've been doing with my life outside of... Like,
their academia is like super insulated. Like, do you think you could pass the GMAT? Have you ever... Do you know what that is?
The GMAT is the business school like LSAT. It's absolutely
fucking
not.
Impossible. Me and Jared were going to try it like 6 years ago. We got the practice books. First question, I have no clue. If you're doing an actuary table of a 5-year G plan, like, put this into a pivot T table, and you're just like, I just have no... It would take years to study to pass the GMAT.
SAT, though, if it wasn't no math, I would think I could score better on
no
SAT.
No math? Are you not good at math?
Oh, yeah, no math.
But math, you have to, like, be actively studying. Yeah. Obviously, I can't do the quadratic formula.
Or, like, the cosine tangent of a curve. I don't know.
But I feel
Sokotoa?
I feel like I could write and read better than I did in high school.
You would hope so. You've been speaking and reading the language for years. Yeah.
And maybe even history, too. I don't know. I feel like I didn't want to learn anything when I was in high school. And now I'm like...
I know. That's the problem. It's like, we should go to school later in life because then we like want to learn stuff.
But not now me. I feel like today...
I just want to watch shows.
You can... I don't think like school... Because it used to be that you had to go to a school to get information. Like you... You have to go learn from Harvard professor to learn about the expert of this war is only at Harvard, so that's where you have to go. Every single piece of information ever created is available on the internet, so like
TikTok,
it doesn't
especially
on TikTok. You can learn everything you need to on
you
the internet
go to
for
Harvard
free
via TikTok.
I guess live streams.
Also on YouTube, there are full semesters of Harvard lectures on YouTube for free.
Oh
yeah, I've watched a few of them.
I don't care about that. I just want to have it.
You want to have it?
Oh, you want
to
have the degree?
I want to be able to rock a Harvard sweater and be like, I go there.
I go there.
Well, you could say I've been there.
Well, that's like a thing about Harvard kids though, is they never want to say that they're from Harvard. Like whenever you talk to a Harvard kid, they're always like, yeah, I went to school in Massachusetts.
Oh,
they don't
Like
you hear Conan O'Brien always talk about it. He's like, you know, being a kid who went to Harvard means you don't want to say that you went to Harvard.
I'm sorry, what school are you guys talking about?
What?
Harvard.
Harvard what?
Are you saying that you went to Harvard?
Oh, you mean Harvard? I crushed it.
Okay, let's
was worth the squeeze on that one.
How did
you
die?
Know that Anne Frank and Martin Luther King were born the same year?
Yeah, yes. Which makes zero
crazy
sense.
That's so sad.
But that's fine.
Kind of, yes, that does kind of make sense because she just died very young.
Yeah.
Like, I know, but that's why. It's so trippy. Yeah. It's so trippy.
I know, but we've known.
Like, we know Martin Luther King, like, in color, like, video, Anne Frank is, like, a photo that's in black and white.
And it's such a crazy time in history that it feels like it's...
What?
So long ago.
Something I want to say. You know, I think it's so interesting about the civil rights movement and the pictures that they put out
are all in black and
like
white.
Purposely black and white because they want to make it seem like it was like
so long ago.
Long ago.
Oh. But they had the color footage. There's like, there's one interview that with Martin Luther King that's in color and it's like strange because we're so used to seeing that stuff in black and white, but they did it on purpose.
Yeah. It's really crazy.
And also that Pablo Picasso died in like 1973.
I feel like we actually have talked about that before.
You know, Pablo Picasso painted like 100 paintings a day for like over 3 years.
Yeah.
So there's so many Picassos. We're at the Ritz-Carlton. You can buy a Picasso for like $2,000, $3,000.
So really?
Which is like kind of still cool. Like I was like
kind of,
I had a few mimosas and I was looking at this Picasso. There was a Picasso and a Matisse
for
sale. Like this big.
Wow.
For $2,000?
Yes.
Wait, is that a picture of a Picasso in
that era? It actually might just be. Well, that's Picasso.
I like it. Picasso.
That's Picasso. That's a David Hockney.
Thanks.
And that's a Georgia O'Keeffe behind you right there.
These are all really good pieces of art.
Thank you.
This one's one more my time, favorite.
So. Oh,
always,
I like that one too.
Hit him with it one more time.
Oh, I said, I like it, Picasso, but now it's...
What's that from?
He made me say it again.
I like a funny joke. I want everyone to hear it.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you
thank
know.
You. I appreciate it.
I had a couple of mimosas, and then I was looking at these Picassos for sale, and I was like, Should I do it? Should I not do it?
I'm surprised you didn't text me.
But then when I realized though, Picasso, he's just made so many, so it's not that cool to own a Picasso.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't think a lot of people
know that.
So even if you had it in your house and if it was a legit Picasso, they'd be like, whoa.
I'm like, damn, a Picasso. Shit.
I mean, that's cooler than buying any fucking NFT.
Yeah. Oh my God, 100%.
Should I buy a Picasso?
Yeah. I mean, I think so, yeah. Let's go get mimosas and buy Picasso. Go buy Picassos.
Everybody, like, we bought real Picasso
paintings. That'd
be a hell of like a video. we get all the paperwork and everything.
Honestly, just... and if you guys started a Picasso buying trend, like in the YouTube influencer community,
like Pokemon, with Logan Paul did with Pokemon,
and then Picasso, like all these YouTubers start buying Picassos, and then they become super pricey again, and then you could like double your investment.
Maybe we cut this out. I don't want anyone taking this.
I don't think any.
You're that Mr. Beast.
Yeah. Because some of these Picassos look gorgeous. Like, they look great.
I mean, there's a reason why he's...
But, like, they're not, like, this. I mean, that's, like, a painting.
These are, like, ones from his sketchbooks and stuff.
Yeah.
That's wild. I would assume it would be, like, so expensive.
I know. I don't know. They're a couple thousand dollars.
Let's do it.
Most expensive one I saw was, like,
$10,000. Oh, my God.
It's kind of lit.
That's pretty sick.
Okay, let's think about it. Do you want to split a Picasso?
Or would we hang it up?
We'll go halvesies. Business expense behind you.
You get the summer, I get the winter.
Okay.
The sisterhood of the traveling Picasso. I was on TikTok last night, and I think it was last night, it doesn't really matter, but this kid recreated the scene from 10 Things I Hate About You with Heath Ledger singing,
I love you, baby.
In front of full body chills watching.
No, I literally was like, what the fuck? Why isn't this me?
Oh. You wanted to be the girl in the video?
Yeah, I wanted to just like have someone ask me to prom that way.
I know.
I was supposed to be in the video.
But I don't know. We were like in the... Now I feel like kids are so much more confident to like do fun things.
Oh, for us, TikTok
we were just like in that stage of
you're going to sing a song?
Oh, dude. Like, good luck, man.
No, so true. And the thing was like he wasn't a great singer either. And I was like, the confidence he has.
That's just the best part.
Go and do this.
You know what I really... This is off topic, but on topic about 10 Things I Hate About You. Mm-hmm. That's a real high school.
I know.
That high school with that huge arena.
Should we go, Aaron?
I'd love to. It's in Seattle, right? I would, and we get to go see like
I'm tearing up. I'm tearing up.
I've never been to Seattle.
I have.
Okay. Do they still have the paintball park where they run around?
No, I looked it up. They don't have that anymore.
Damn.
I always was like, this is exactly how I'm gonna fall in love.
Just covered in paint. Yeah. And
this will be my romantic life one day.
I want to go see the troll under the bridge.
Yeah, we gotta go. Let's plan a trip.
Okay, that I think I'm actually going to the San Juan Islands in August.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It's like a quick flight. It's only like 2 hours or something.
I always thought, though, it would be like such a quick drive to drive up to Seattle from LA. the state of California, it's the whole coast.
Yeah.
It's going across the country.
It's like driving from New York to Florida. It's the whole coast.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous.
Insane.
I want to drive my car, but not drive it back.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can rent a car. Rent a car.
And then fly back.
Yeah.
I know, but I want to use my, like, Defender. I got the coolest, like...
Rent a Defender.
You hire someone to drive it back
just
for you.
Just pay thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that would be so fun. And, like, them hitting the golf balls.
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie. Mm-hmm. Carly watched it for the first time a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Because it's Aaron's, like, favorite.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, I'd never seen it.
What did you think seeing it as an adult for the first time?
It was so cute. It was like classic.
Let's do our own thing.
Like 90s rom-com. Yeah.
Did you know that 10 Things I Hate About You is based on the Shakespeare play The Tempest? Or is it Much Ado About Nothing?
I think it's that one.
I don't know which one. I just know Shakespeare.
Is it Much Ado
About Nothing? The Taming of the Shrew.
Taming of the Shrew. That's what it is.
Well, it's in the movie... I forget, like Barnaby, is that his name?
Yeah.
Or is that his movie name in the Santa Claus? I don't remember.
But Bernard.
Bernard is in the Santa Claus, that's right.
Yeah.
And then maybe he's Barnaby in 10 Things I Hate About You.
But him and that weird girl.
Yeah.
What?
Him and that girl, they do like that weird Shakespearean thing.
Oh.
That's like how he asks her to prom.
Also, the title's 10 Things I Hate About You, Taming of the Shrew. It sounds like.
Oh.
What?
Oh. Wow.
Hold on.
Who
Mike.
I just heard you guys.
Of the Shrew.
Ten things I hate about you. That's Whoa. Really good.
That's I just heard that.
Like, did Taylor Swift do that? Who did that?
Has nobody ever pointed that out?
I don't know.
I've never heard
Should
of
we
that.
Also just confirm that that's the right Shakespeare thing?
It's based on Romeo and Juliet. But like, you know, like they call it, they used to pronounce like TH the same way, like the Thames River instead of Thames River. So Taming of the Shrew, 10 things I hate. I don't know.
You should try to read the Shakespeare version.
Yeah, I doth have.
I cannot get into Shakespeare at all. Oh
it
my
made me
God.
So irate in high school, like reading any stuff like
Taming?
That.
It's Taming of the Shrew.
Mike, that
it has
is
to be. It has
but has
to
anyone
be.
Pointed out that the titles are rhyming and similar iambic pentameter?
Hey, yeah, use that.
Rhyming. It's
10
hard.
Things I hate about you.
Like, we need
Taming of the Shrew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me.
Oh, what, you want to hire a microphone holder?
Yeah.
I mean, I typed in 10 things I hate about you. Hold me. Taming of the Shrew. Hold on 1 second. Taming.
That's really crazy, Mike.
That is such a good.
If I just changed pop culture forever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe there's a whole article about.
Somebody has to know that, I feel like.
Only one person on a weird Shakespearean movie blog in 2014 said
interesting.
The titles sound similar.
Mike did it.
Bless you.
He did it.
Bless Sneezing
you.
On the truth.
You better make that a TikTok. Like, did you know?
Yeah.
In 10 Things I Hate About You is based on Taming of the Shrew. 10 Things I Hate About You, Taming of the Shrew.
Do you post your...
TikTok. No, you move the camera to another angle and just go.
I think we'll just cut this into the TikTok.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that was funny. This episode of Hoot and a Half is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is an all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. Stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything. Your products, the content you create, even your time.
And there are so many great features that Squarespace has. One is member areas. Squarespace makes it easy for creators to monetize their content and expertise in a way that fits with their brand. With member areas, you can unlock a new revenue stream for your business and free up your time and your schedule by selling access to gated content like videos, online courses, or newsletters.
And you can connect all your social media accounts. You can display posts from your social profiles on your website. You can automatically push content to your website from your social media accounts so your followers can see it and share it too. And they also have really powerful analytics. You can use insights to grow your business. You can learn where your site visits and your sales are coming from, analyze which of your channels are most effective, and you can then improve your website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords and most popular products and content.
So go check out squarespace.com/hoot for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use our offer code HOOT, H-O-O-T, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Once again, go to squarespace.com/hoot and use the code HOOT, H-O-O-T, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. And now, back to the episode.
Oh, have you guys seen the trailer for Don't Worry, Darling?
Yes.
The Harry Styles
Him
documentary?
Oh, God.
Documentary.
I don't know what this is. I'm just taking a guess.
It's an Olivia Wilde produced movie. That's where
it's
Harry...
Okay. We should switch and one day you guys do the podcast together and Matt and I do.
Yeah. Because it just kind of like, it's similar to... Or wait, you
the
just feel like...
This Day in History. Well, to be fair, even Mike not knowing things, I'm like, what?
No, but if you guys did the This Day in History, that would be so funny. You'd both be like,
I haven't seen that.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Wait, so what...
Oh, okay. So this movie's coming out. Olivia Wilde produced it.
Okay.
Right?
And directed.
Yeah. And directed it. Harry Styles in it. Florence Pugh.
Oh, it's just like a regular movie.
It's a movie. Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Okay.
A regular movie.
And it's been like very hyped, obviously.
Yes. It's like set in the 60s. It looks similar to like Stepford Wives, where it's this like beautiful community where all these young couples
He's
are
a good
living.
Actor, right? He was in Dunkirk. And was that it or something else too?
Just that.
Who are we talking about?
Harry Styles.
Oh, Harry Styles is in Dunkirk?
Yeah, he's one of the soldiers.
I've never seen Dunkirk.
Yeah, it's not good.
I only saw it because of him and I didn't understand it.
Oh, I didn't like it.
Oh, it's... I mean, it's different.
I don't like watching war movies before
It was Saving Private Ryan, am I right?
So...
is that a... Okay, no. I know that one.
But the trailer looks really, really interesting.
I know.
Well, they dropped it like 6 months ago and we were like...
Where is it?
It doesn't come out until 2023. Or like 2022, because they put it out last year.
Like the trailer?
Olivia Wilde posted on her Instagram story like last year, and it was like September 2022. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, why are we posting this now? Just give me the movie.
I know, I hate that. It's like, that's 10 years away.
But so that movie is allegedly where Olivia and Harry fell in love.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the tea.
Yeah.
And they're still together.
Are they engaged? Has that been confirmed?
No, it's been rumored, but we don't know.
I don't know. Well,
two kids follow her.
Yep. Directly about her.
I know the trailer looks so good. Aaron, this is a question I had for you. Okay. This is good. You knew beforehand that Billie Eilish was going to be bringing out Paramore.
Hayley Williams. Yes.
At Coachella.
Don't get it twisted.
Yes.
But I know that you kind of teased this like, oh, there's something that I know, but I can't tell you. How did you hear about this? Obviously, you have your connections with Emo Night, but can you say where the leak kind of happened?
Yeah, well, I didn't know if you were familiar, but like Hayley and I are really close personal friends.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just told her.
Wait, what? The singer of Paramore and you are friends now?
Yes.
I guess we have not caught up this much in like years.
A good amount of time, yeah.
You're now friends with Hayley Williams.
Yes.
Damn, that's sick.
That makes me want to cry, not because out of like jealousy or anything. I'm just so happy how far you guys have come.
Oh, I know. It's just exhausting.
You're lying to me.
I was like, I want to cry. Now I feel guilty. No.
Gosh, Aaron.
Oh my god, I can't believe I'm an actor.
No. Wow. I did not think you would actually believe that.
You were playing it off so well where I almost felt like dumb. Like,
yeah,
I
like how did we not know this?
Like,
how
like she's been in our videos.
You've been close friends, like y'all hung out.
I was going to see if we wanted to do the famous 10 questions we've been doing.
Let's do that. Let's do the famous 10 questions. Are you guys familiar with the Actor Studio?
Oh, I heard you guys do this with Brooke and Connor.
Yes, but we're going to ask you the same questions.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I don't know what it is.
I don't like really remember the questions, but it was like funny to listen to.
They're just...
Have
people like them in the comments?
Oh, yeah. Everyone is saying this is like a great thing, and the answers are really like comforting when we talk about... You'll see.
Comforting. Let me just read...
Basically, we've said it before, but to summarize, there was a show inside the Actor Studio. They would interview actors, and then at the end, there were these 10 questions from a French TV show, and they're just interesting questions, so I'll ask both of you each question, just answer, you know, as many words or as little words as you can. But first question is, we'll start with you, Carly. What is your favorite word?
My favorite word? I don't know if I have a favorite word. Well,
have a think on it, and you can think at the same time.
It can be as silly as possible.
Aaron,
I guess a word that just like is in my head right now is the word loquacious, and I've never really used it, but I just remember learning that doesn't it mean like talkative or happy or something? Like, she's very loquacious.
Loquacious sounds like that's what that would mean.
But I've never, like, used it.
Is that the first time you've ever said it out loud?
Probably.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, you know what? You asked.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be shamed today. Because,
Aaron,
I don't know.
Do you have a favorite word?
I just feel like the word I say the most is cute.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Great word.
Cute.
Four letters. We all know what it means.
Cute.
Least favorite word.
I hate the word panties.
Oh, I do hate the word panties.
It's just like, say under, like, it's just gross.
No, yeah. On
it just sounds like crusty.
Back up a little bit.
TJ will like always say like panties, like in terms of like OnlyFans stuff. And I'm like, underwear. Like undies. Like literally anything.
Anything
panties is really gross.
Tidy whiteies.
Yeah.
And pussy. Like, I think it just sounds like, like too like vulgar for me or something.
That word is that's a big punch.
Yeah. I mean, when someone's like, okay, you're being a pussy, like not that.
Yeah.
It's like
talking
about a vagina.
When it's referring to
it's
the
like,
anatomical
show me your pussy.
It's like disgust. Yeah.
They
I mean, that's
see
like
your
not as bad
pussy.
For some reason.
No.
Yeah. I just like
those
just
are
the
good
image.
Words.
I'm like,
yeah. Okay. This one can be taken either way, but what turns you on?
Ooh.
Food.
No muscles on a guy.
Okay, food and no muscles on a guy. What turns you off?
Guys,
people. Yeah. No, like literally when people are just like mean. Like people who are like mean to waiters and like stuff like that. Like people who are just like that.
Rude.
That's a big, rude. It's a good like red flag indicator if they're mean to waiters.
The worst.
Yeah.
I hate that too.
Water? I've been waiting.
Oh, yeah. He's like,
get
relax.
Me out of here.
No. Oh my God, I could never.
Not.
Or some, not even for like a significant other, but anybody, if like their Postmate messed up and they're like, I'm not going to tip them. That like really makes me mad. Like I will always tip a Postmate even if they like
well,
there are
burnt my place down.
What sound or noise do you love?
Taylor Swift's singing voice.
Honestly, this is like weird, but the last time I was in Omaha, like I've been there so long, like the sound of cicadas, like the I was like, it felt so nostalgic. Not that I love the sound, but
that's when I hear them in movies, I'm always just like, I like it. Yeah,
reminds me of like childhood or something.
Just the thick of summer.
Ugh, I guess we have to go down to Palm Springs again, so you can hear them.
Are there cicadas in Palm Springs?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
That doesn't strike me as a very cicada-esque.
I'm pretty sure I heard them the last time we were there.
Cicadas.
Uh-huh.
The same thing, like that last like 30 minutes and they stop. And then it's like 30 minutes and they stop.
I don't know. It was like, I don't remember. I think it was when we were there with like Nesrin and stuff.
I feel like I would have like heard it.
Before we turn over to Matt for the last half, what sound or noise do you hate?
Alarm clock sound.
Oh, the worst.
I hate waking up to
fire
something.
Fire alarm.
Okay.
That, yeah.
Yeah, just those dissonant. Never. Could never do it. The worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Especially like the old ones in like high school. It's like all the same.
That's why everyone is so fucking stressed out when they're older, because it's just like waking up to that every day.
Yeah.
My alarm is like the most quieted violin.
Oh, I don't even have one.
I saw a girl on TikTok who had this like band she puts on her arm that electrically shocks her, and then she has to get up and do jumping jacks for it to turn off.
Like, I saw that.
She goes, yeah, because alarms don't wake me up anymore, no matter how loud or like.
Wait, that's wild.
You have to get up and do jumping jacks.
And there are
iPhone apps. Just not put it on.
There are like iPhone apps too that you have to like solve math problems and like type words, and the alarm is just blaring.
And she said that she like did that or something. Or there was one where you had to speak and she would sleep through
it. Yeah, or you have to like get up and move the phone up and down. Like there's crazy alarm apps because people just
won't. I don't know if I would like to experiment with something like this. Like, could it change my life?
Why? Do you have trouble waking up in the morning?
Make a YouTube video.
No, but like if I really force myself to like wake up at like 7 a.m. every day.
What time do you normally get up every day?
Like 9.
What about you?
Like 7:38.
That's me.
But I usually don't have an alarm. I have the alarm set at like 8:30 in case I'm just like, I'll get another 20 minutes and I don't want to sleep till 9. But yeah.
I want to be an early riser. Like I fall in love with those TikToks of just people who have their shit together. Like, this is my morning routine. Woke up at 7 a.m. Read Healthy Habits of Every Successful Person.
Try it for a week. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? How long do you have to do something until it becomes a habit?
I think they say three weeks.
I thought it was like 21 days or something.
It might be 3 weeks. Yeah. And then it becomes.
Do that.
Maybe. Okay. My question. What's your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
Probably fuck.
That is
probably fuck.
I say fuck a lot.
Yeah.
It's a good
one. Don't have to say it twice.
Fuck. Fuck. Because it can be like cool, you know, like, and then it has like all different.
Oh, it could be positive or negative.
Yeah. The word fuck has like 1,000 different meanings.
If you get a new car, fuck. Yeah. That's sick.
Or or like, fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever said that to somebody?
Oh, for sure.
You said fuck you, bitch, to another human being?
I may have used the C word.
I've never said fuck you, bitch.
I've never said that before.
To be fair, like I almost got into a fist fight with this person, but she was trying to drunk drive. So I was doing a favor.
That's good.
It was like my friend's friend who was trying to get into not her car to drive it home. And
Someone else's car.
Yeah. And I was just trying to nicely be like, okay, like you're really drunk right now. Like, let's go back into the bar and like, we're going to be leaving soon. And then of course she was getting like incredibly aggressive and to the point where I had to be like, listen, you little fucking bitch. Yeah. And then we had to have people separate us. It was a whole thing. But
wow.
You know, I'm a hero because she didn't wind up driving.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Very Boston of you.
Yeah.
I'm just like, shit.
We were on Cape Cod. Shit.
Zero carb beer is here. Wow, that was really good. Did you go to opera school?
No, I did not. They rejected me, but I have been finding a lot of peace and harmony in my life with the new Bud Light Next.
Zero carb beer is here.
That's right, folks.
We are so excited to be one of the first podcasts to partner with the brand new Bud Light Next, their first zero carb beer.
Yes, you heard that right. Zero carb beer. It is super crisp. It is super refreshing. And the taste is to die for, no?
Okay, Bella Hadid. Is that who it is?
Yeah.
It's a super crisp light beer with only 80 calories and a 4% ABV. It tastes delicious. As you've heard us say before, it's always our go-to drink. It works for people who like beer or don't like beer. Give it to someone who maybe doesn't like beer. and see what they think. Because we've given it to people who usually don't like beer, and they love, A, the fact that it's zero-carb beer, B, the taste. You get a surprising amount of taste for a zero-carb beer.
It's the go-to beer whenever you're hanging out with friends, playing a game of kickball in the backyard, whatever way you like to socialize. It's a perfect accessory for the good times, Bud Light Next.
Bud Light Next is truly the best beer to have around you when you're hanging out with friends, maybe going to a party. If you show up at Bud Light Next, you put it in the fridge, it's going to be the first one that disappears because it's always the one people reach for. And if you don't believe us, you should try Bud Light Next for yourself. It is in stores now. Or you can find a retailer who will deliver Bud Light Next right to your door by going to budlight.com/next, N-E-X-T. Again, that's budlight.com/next. Please enjoy responsibly. Must be 21 or older. And now
back to the episode. Okay. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I always wanted to be like a kindergarten teacher or like a young teacher, kids. Because I can't actually teach people stuff, let's be real. I'm like, oh, you want to learn how to color? Let's do it.
That's your level of skill set to be able to teach. Yeah. Sixth grade math, not a chance.
Oh,
but
absolutely not.
The ABCs, I got that on lockdown.
Down. Yeah. What if you had to teach ABCs and you were just bad at it?
Like you went to the interview for a kindergarten teacher.
I don't think I would know how to like tell them, like just do it. Yeah, right? What do you mean you don't know the alphabet?
Like why does my child still not know their ABCs? Like, I mean, I know it. I can tell it to them.
I play this song that ABCs
dumb.
Sorry, your kid's dumb. That's all I can say. That's a report card. Your kid's dumb, LOL. Yeah.
Carly, what profession other than your own?
And get
you
comfortable,
like to...
by the way.
Thank you, I will. Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm like so low in this. I don't know if... I think it'd be so interesting to know how to fly a plane just because it seems so foreign. I don't know. Do you ever see those TikToks of the girl who's like younger than us?
Yes.
And she's like, flying my plane. And it's like just going on a trip. And it's like, that's literally what she does instead of driving places.
She'll fly from like Florida to Georgia for like a afternoon.
We could go have dinner in Vegas.
Literally. Like that's what she does. She brought her mom somewhere.
What? Southwest.
Oh, yeah, that too. But just like on our own.
Like hop in Matt's plane.
I mean, yeah.
It'd be cool if it was like, if we were going to get dinner in like Napa.
Yeah.
Like that would be cooler than Vegas.
Okay.
It's still a big schlep though. You have to get to the airport. You have to pull out your plane, do all the checks.
Yeah.
But still, like, even if you got your pilot license, I'd be nervous as hell. Mike, do you really know? Like,
yes, are you
Matt,
sure
I've
you know? Yeah.
I've logged in over 30 hours. I know how to fly a plane. I'd be like, I don't know.
I know. That would be hard to trust someone you know. It's like, I know you as a person. You're going to fly me?
Okay, so what profession would you not like to do?
Ooh, I mean, a lot. So many.
Anything that includes labor, manual labor.
But all respect.
Working in a mine.
There's so many things I wish that I could do. I just know that I wouldn't be able to, like, hand. Like, I would love to be a doctor to, like, help people, but, like, I know I wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh,
like,
it's impossible. You have to go to school for, like, 90 years.
Yeah, I just mean because, like, my hypochondria.
Oh.
Because then I would be
you're
like,
going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. Yeah. You're going to die.
We're all going to die. Yeah. Sorry.
I would not want to do. Yeah, like anything manual labor.
What I always say is I don't want to manage other people's money.
Ooh, really?
Like, or people who just give you tons of money go, grow this by next year. Like having to just like manage and having to come back being like, it went up 2%.
Yeah.
Like,
but I also worked in retail for like all of my teen years. And like, I never want to do that ever again.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That was the worst.
I never did a retail job. I wish I did just so I could fold a good shirt.
Like, yeah.
Just like, hi, welcome in.
Does that skill set stay with you? Can you still fold a nice t-shirt?
I think I'm a pretty good folder. But to add to that, your previous question that was like, what is like your biggest turn off?
Oh yeah.
That's other rude situations is when people are just mean to like customer service people in general.
Oh yeah. I bought this in a size medium, and now it doesn't fit me anymore. And
I could never.
This is your problem.
Are you saying that I'm lying? Oh, so I'm wrong. And this is the big one.
What's your social security number?
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Welcome, you hot bitch.
Great response.
We've been waiting for you.
I don't know.
Here are all your dogs.
Yeah, here's every animal that you've ever owned in your life. Oh, sad. Yeah, that I think.
If you... Okay, heaven exists and... you can either choose between like the humans in your life or all the pets you had, but you couldn't have both.
Oh,
I think you gotta go human.
I'd rather go human. I gotta chat.
Yeah, yep.
I gotta talk.
Okay, yeah. What if God was like, okay, you can take one human and then all your pets?
No, or, that's way too much.
Absolutely not. I don't want to clean out my hamster's old cage.
You don't have to do that. No, it's all taken care of.
It doesn't exist in heaven.
It's heaven. You just play, and that's it. You don't have to clean them.
Chat.
Yeah.
What if they could talk?
It would get boring fast.
I would do humans as well, but I know that there's some people that are like, no, I'd have to be with my animals.
Oh, that's really hard, honestly. I mean, I would choose humans too, but like, that'd be so fucking hard.
Like thinking about if Paris died and then I could be like reunited with her.
Right. Or... never. Okay.
Well, maybe you can have both. Let's all find out. Drink this.
Okay.
I used to be so scared of my
cat. God is like, you get the best.
I used to be so scared of my cat dying, though. When I was a kid, I would like pray.
The one with diabetes.
I'd be like, you know, lay me down to sleep and please let my cat live forever.
Aww.
Did it die? Work? Or...
No, my cat died. Oh.
Is it the one with diabetes?
Yeah, Felix.
No, getting an animal is like just a tragedy in the making. It's like, well, I'm gonna outlive you. That's
Whitey's
sad.
Like 12 now.
Some cats are like 20.
Wow, that means he was like
she.
Oh, sorry.
Don't misgender my cat.
That's it of the questions.
Oh
really?
Gosh, what a this.
Well, can we just Joe have Rogan? Whatever you don't use?
Yeah. Well, no, please. We'll just... have us on your podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I know you guys don't have guests on normally. But
you don't need to interview us, though. We're pretty good at... Yeah. Or Matt's pretty good at just like...
Should we film
like
it here?
Yeah.
I want to do like set takeovers. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, if you guys ever wanted to film here, you could do an episode.
Okay.
Well, we'll do a normal podcast, but with you guys.
Anything you guys want to plug?
Just our podcast, Only Friends.
Cool.
Yeah, we also have a Patreon. That's really fun. It's just patreon.com/onlyfriends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do like 2 extra episodes a month. And we upload like 2 days before the podcast comes out, so you can watch it 2 days before.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Very cool. And I've also been in a few of their past
YouTube
videos.
Or,
YouTube. The Met Gala one. If you guys got any great ideas for us, this is a fun bunch. Let's we should keep this going.
Yeah. And, should we start a podcast together?
Can we? No.
All 4 of us.
Could we?
What's that? Oh, Kombucha Girl?
Brittany Broski?
No, I know, but it's like the...
100%. Oh. 100% I would if we wanted to.
I would be down.
We should have like a cool really studio fun. For that. Like our own like...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are we doing it?
Because I think we have like a really good dynamic.
Yeah, 100%.
What would be the name? The
ABBA.
The Four Musketeers.
The Four. And then it's like if someone's out of town, like we still do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't have to be all 4 of us at all times if someone was gone or something.
Wow. This is like raw footage of our new podcast coming to light.
So we'll go hit the drawing board. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And if you like this episode, please leave a review. Leave a review on Spotify, Apple. Can you leave a review on Spotify?
No.
Oh, I thought you were shaking yes. I was like, oh my God.
It on Spotify. Leave a review.
Only if it's a nice one.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, only leave nice a good review.
And
we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye, guys. Toodles.